1, 2, 3.
You're listening to Sports Talk Chicago with your host, John Zagluhl.
John, I am fantastic. Thank you for having me. You got an awesome voice, man, and that was a terrific intro. You're like a pro's pro.
You know, that was the first time somebody ever said that, John. No, you're the first person to ever say anything like that. That's very interesting.
You got it, John. Anything for a fellow Chicago guy.
Well, what a great question.
That's a great question. Nobody's actually asked me that.
I like it. What a great question. I never heard that before.
Chase Utley is what? You're saying he's not a Hall of Fame candidate?
You know, it's funny. You may be the only person that I've heard make that connection.
Thank you, John, for having me. I'm doing great. By the way, you have an outstanding voice. Not sure about your face because I haven't met you, but your voice is great.
You're doing a much better job than I ever did. You've had some heavy hitters guests on too, man, so keep up the good work. But it's good to be with you, and I'm ready to talk sports.
Hello, everybody, and welcome into Sports Talk Chicago. My name's John Zagluhl. Great to have you here. Today's edition of the program, the Bears won, but we have many questions. We'll delve into them in just a moment, plus a brand new interview today with Mike North, the sports radio legend and host of The Odds Couple on ESPN 1000. Talk with him more about the Bears, what to expect from Justin Fields versus Andy Dalton, and so much more. It's a great interview, and it comes your way near the midway point of this show. Remember, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at John Z Sports and on Facebook at John Zagluhl. And if you want to listen to this show at any time in podcast form, search up Sports Talk Chicago on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, and SportsTalkChicago.com. Hi, everybody. Welcome into Sports Talk Chicago right here on Channel 59.3, BPod TV, and Roku. Big show for you today. The Bears won, but there are many questions about the quarterback position and the defense. We'll break that all down in just a moment. Remember, before we get started, make sure you follow me on Twitter and Instagram at John Z Sports and on Facebook at John Zagluhl. And if you want to watch more of this show, whether it be clips or special interviews, find us on YouTube at Sports Talk Chicago or at SportsTalkChicago.com. Make sure you subscribe to the BPod TV YouTube page. You can watch full episodes of this show, other shows on the BPod TV network. All you have to do is search out BPOD TV. Before we start today, I have to tell you about State Farm agent Brian McDevitt. A lot of our listeners have gone to him for all their insurance needs. He's been very helpful in getting them the coverage they deserve. There's no game with Brian. He's just here to help and make sure you feel safe. So if you have insurance needs and you haven't called him yet, what are you waiting for? Dial up the number, 630-796-2662. At 630-796-2662, or find him online at RyanIsMyAgent.com. That's RyanIsMyAgent.com, and make sure to mention Sports Talk Chicago. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. I want to start today with this. What are the two hallmarks of Bears football? Come on, you know this. You're a Bears fan, you know. Defense and running the football. We all know the Bears' problems at quarterback. We all know about their offensive struggles over the years. Not just 5, 10 years, decades. Since their inception. But we do know, too, that their defense has always been their number one force. That's the reason they win football games. Same with the run game. It's old school football. May not be appreciated in today's quarterback-driven league. It may not be appreciated amongst many of you who are new Bears fans who want to see that electrifying Lamar Jackson-type player or Patrick Mahomes-type player, but it still wins football games. It still works. It's not outdated. It just isn't popular anymore. The Bears actually won a football game. I thought they'd lose. Thought Joe Burrow would tear them apart. Turned out the Bears tore him apart. And because of their defense, they won on Sunday. Well, from Adam Jones, dominant day for Sean Desai's Bears defense. 3 picks, 1 fumble recovery, 4 sacks, 8 quarterback hits, 166 net yards allowed. Oh, and yeah, a touchdown. A touchdown. Justin Fields' passer rating was 28. We'll talk about that in a second. Point is, though, Justin Fields nor Andy Dalton won the game for the Bears. The defense did. David Montgomery got 20 carries, did the best he could, averaged 3 yards per carry. The defense did it. they actually came through. Now, you could argue, oh, they did it against the Bengals. Who cares? Well, those same Bengals carved up Minnesota last week. And what? It is significant. And for those of you who love Joe Burrow and claim he's such a great quarterback, like a couple of months ago, I was on Twitter and I was told Joe Burrow would greatly recover from his injury. No, he won't. Three picks against the Bears. He'd gone almost 200 attempts without throwing a pick. Three of them, one game. One half. But no, no, no. He's a great quarterback, right? That reminded me of 2018 Bears football. That's what it was. Bears defense scored when they turned the ball over, had good field position for the offense. Offense got in a groove. They scored. Everybody won. What you need to do. That's how you're going to win football games. Forcing four turnovers a game, you're going to win. Doesn't matter who it is, you're going to win. Even though the game got close, that was not the defense's fault. We'll talk about why. And it's not Khalil Mack's fault. It's not Roquan Smith's fault. That Justin Fields threw a pick late in the game. Or that the quarterback position itself was in flux because Dalton got hurt. Not the defense's fault. To their credit, they stepped up. When the quarterback position was in disarray. When the run game, David Montgomery couldn't run the football. When receivers dropped passes. Six of them, to be exact. Hold on, Justin Fields, too. The Bears defense stepped up. Like they always do. Like they have for 100 years. That's why they won. Much to the contrary of everybody's opinion, saying, oh, hey, Justin Fields came in and did a great job. No, no, no. This had nothing to do with the quarterback. Andy Dalton had a better game anyway. This was all about the defensive stand the Bears had. By the way, there's nothing wrong with that, too. I have no issue seeing this team return to its 2018 form we talked about a week ago. It could be over. Maybe it still will be. We don't know. 2 games in. Yes, it was the Bengals. Yes, horrible old line. I mean, who knows what could happen. But for once, we were reminded of 2018, the year the Bears should have made it to the Super Bowl. And that, to me, is a huge positive to take away from this game. The defense won the football game, and nobody will convince me otherwise. And if this play continues, it won't matter who the quarterback is. The Bears will still win. Now, the credit may not go to the defense all the time. You know, it's funny how in 2018, the credit went to the defense and not Mitch Trubisky. This year, the credit will go to Justin Fields, even though the defense will do probably similar. Put up similar numbers, but that's besides the point. If the defense plays like that every game, they're forcing 3-4 turnovers a game, you're going to win. You're going to win by default because there's no way an NFL team could overcome that. Almost did yesterday, but that's because the Bears shot themselves in the foot. If they play responsible football, chances are they're going to win. And they still did. Even though it got close, they still won. Who's the Bears' starting quarterback now? That's a thinly veiled question. Who do you think it is? Now, the reports are that Andy Dalton could be out 2 to 3 weeks. So, by default, it will be Justin Fields. And I'll say this, too. I agree that no matter what now, Fields should start. If Dalton's missing extended time, there's no point in going back to him when you put in Fields for 3 or 4 games and he starts. So, because of an injury, Dalton loses out. Unfortunate. But if we're talking meritocracy, we're talking about who fits best in this offense today, we know what the answer is. You could clamor and cry about it all you want, but the fact of the matter is, Justin Fields' passer rating was 28. Oh, but it could have been 71 if Allen Robinson made a catch. Still, 71. Oh, and by the way, did anybody do that for Mitch? Anybody saying woulda, shoulda, coulda? No, it just was bottom line. Why now is it different? Why are we being different now? Yeah, a quote from Bill Zimmerman, why stats could be misleading. If Allen Robinson doesn't drop the dime ball from Fields, his rating rises from 27.7 to 71. Not saying 71 is some amazing number, but people pointing out the 27.7 rating are looking at the box score, not the game itself. You guys saw me. I watched the game. I streamed it on my YouTube. I watched the game. Nothing impressed me. Sorry. I mean, nothing did. You know, he ran for those 10 yards. That was nice. Extended the drive. But 6 of 13, 60 yards, a pick. And that pick was crucial, by the way. That's how the Bengals got back into the game late. And you could all forget about it, but I got tweets right here to show the contrary. Fields has a bright future, but he isn't ready to start full-time. What's the risk in playing a rookie quarterback, you ask? Yikes, an inexcusable interception there. Inexcusable. It was inexcusable. The one thing he has going for him, he's a rookie. He's going to get more leeway and more time to develop. And, you know, none of these rookies, by the way, have done anything. Seriously, I mean, Mac Jones had the best quarterback rating for all rookies yesterday. It was 90. None of these guys have been impressive yet. That's not to say they're all busts already. It's been two games. But for all of you who said Justin Fields would be Patrick Mahomes, newsflash, Patrick Mahomes didn't start like this. Just saying. Quote, and you wonder why Nagy wants to go with the better QB. Right. And the Justin Fields starts crowd saying, well, he needs to make these mistakes. That's true. You only learn by your mistakes. 100% agree. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't be held accountable for them either. You do learn from your mistakes. 100%. But that doesn't mean you don't be held accountable. It's not how it works. Justin Fields made good plays yesterday. Made some bad ones too. Yes, he scrambled. Gained some yards. Did a good job at extending that drive. But he also threw a pick in crunch time. Have to decipher what's good and what isn't. Not going to be in the bandwagon here and just tell you everything was great. Don't worry about the rating. He had a 28 passer rating. Okay, that's just a fact. Regardless of the 6 drops, regardless of whatever, 28 passer rating. If any other quarterback did that, if Andy Dalton did that, there wouldn't be any defense for him, right? Would any of you come out and say, oh, it's because of the drops? No, you'd say it's 28 put in Fields. See what I mean? I don't like that hypocrisy at all. And this is not a defense of Andy Dalton. I think Fields could be great. But how dare any of you overlook what he did? It wasn't all great. Wasn't all rainbows and sunshine. There were mistakes. Have to point him out. The 6 drops, though, not his fault, to his credit. Had a couple of good passes. That pass that went to Robinson hit him in the chest. That should have been caught. You know what? I'm going to change my stance here today. Allen Robinson right now should not be extended. Seriously. What has he done to deserve $18, $19, $20 million per year? Nothing. And when the Bears have to make salary cap decisions come next year, you're going to commit that much money to a wide receiver? That wouldn't make any sense. It'd be different if he's making these exceptional plays. But you know what? That's a catch that needed to be made. And yes, could have boosted Fields' passer rating to 71. Still would not have been good, but better. 6 drops regardless is a joke. And that's what I've said all along about Fields and about this team. Fields will be a decent quarterback. He'll have nobody around him, though. Nobody. No O-line, no wide receivers, and horrible play calling. Fields didn't succeed yesterday. Not all of it was on him. The interception was, but part of it was wide receiver drops and play calling. When you don't let the guy throw the ball downfield, when you don't let the guy even attempt passes, how are you going to win? How are you going to see what you have if you don't let him even throw? That was like Mitch Trubisky his rookie year. Bears won a game, he threw 7 passes in the game. As a rookie. It's not how you win. That's not how you develop. And the Bears won, fortunately, because of their defense. But I'll say this. I love the defense. They're not going to come up with 4 turnovers every game. No way. I mean, that's just unfeasible. At some point, Justin Fields is going to be counted on to win a game. If you don't let him throw the ball now, it's not going to work. Then you're going to be really disappointed when you rely on him and he can't come through. Now, the play calling was not good. It did not adhere to his strengths. What a surprise. and the 6 drops are inexcusable. I don't care who's quarterbacking. Fields, Dalton, doesn't matter. That's inexcusable. That is a joke, actually. And it's really, I mean, I'm ashamed of that. Rookie quarterback, first game, trying to get his feet wet, throws a couple of good passes, dropped right through their chest. How can you build confidence? How can you evaluate him? That passer rating looked horrible, but if those catches were made, well, could have been different. So now you got an issue evaluating Fields. No one out there to help him even make a catch, which should be routine. And you're letting him throw the ball 5, 6, 7 times. I mean, you're not even letting him throw. You're not letting him unleash and show off his true potential. Not a good way to develop him at all. Even though the Bears won 20-17, I mean, there are a lot of questions for this team. And now Matt Nagy coming out and saying, well, if Dalton's healthy, he's still the starter, but now the report is he could miss 2 to 3 weeks. What does that mean? Does that mean after 2 to 3 weeks of Justin Fields starting, no matter what the performance, you put back in Dalton? No, you don't. And I'm not a proponent of Justin Fields starting right away, but at this point, if Dalton's going to be hurt 2 to 3 weeks, it makes no sense to reverse course in week 6. It just doesn't. Even if Fields does poorly, let him wear it. Let him be held accountable. Let's find out who he is. Either way, for all of you saying he's a Hall of Famer, let's see him prove it. For all of you saying I'm skeptical, let's see what he does. At this point, let it happen. If it's true that Dalton's going to be out, if Dalton is healthy, if he could play this week, let him play. Not time for Fields yet. I don't care what anybody says. I've seen what I've needed to see. Not ready yet. He isn't. Really, he isn't, because you won't say he'd be Pat Mahomes. That was not Pat Mahomes. And I get it. There were confounding factors, no question. Can't control the drops and the play calling, but regardless, I didn't see anything impressive or eye-popping. So an average quarterback, limited by the people around him. Gee, what a surprise. We need to find out who Justin Fields is. We do. Can't base it all off one game. If Andy Dalton's really going to be out 2 to 3 weeks or longer, let Fields play. Hold him accountable for his mistakes, but praise him if he does well. He didn't have the best game yesterday. Plain and simple, that's a fact. I don't care what anybody says, it's a fact, but there were confounding factors. Can't control 6 drops. Can't control bad play calling. Can't control being rusty. Hey, first game. And a half game, too. We need to see more. The interception was inexcusable, though. That's a fact. Needs to be better. And he could be. We have to let him play to find out. Dalton's healthy, still play Dalton. Because Fields isn't ready. But if Fields has to be thrust into the position, let him play. See what he does. Hold him accountable, though. Hold him accountable no matter what. There was a definite slant in the way everybody covered his game yesterday. That's a fact. Andy Dalton had a 28 passer rating. He wouldn't be in the game. He'd be taken out. That's all I'm saying. We have to hold him accountable. We have to praise him when he does good. And remember, no matter what you say, the defense won the game yesterday. And maybe the defense will be the team's bread and butter again. And it's so great. I'm fine with that. But we need to make sure we're properly evaluating the situation. That's all. We can't be coming out and saying Justin Fields had a great game when his quarterback rating was 28. Oh, but it could have been 71 without the drops. No, it was 28. And I did watch the game. I did see what he did. Hey, the run. Great. Interception. They'll let the Bengals come back into it. Not so great. But it's okay. He's a rookie. That's why I want to see him develop. I want to see him play a full game. I want to see play calling catered to him. Not to Matt Nagy, to him. I want to see less drops from wide receivers. Six is inexcusable. Can't be making six drops on your rookie quarterback. This guy's fishing for confidence, fishing for something. You gotta help him. And I've maintained this from the beginning. The Bears do not have enough around Justin Fields to have him succeed. Plain and simple. That's true. And it's going to be a problem. Curious to see what he does, if he does play over these next couple of games. And I really hope that he's graded fairly. Not slanted. Not biased. Not conforming to everybody's narrative about who he's going to be, but fairly. The objective take is that Justin Fields didn't have the best game. But it's worth pointing out there were other issues that he couldn't control. And there's nothing controversial about saying that. Much to the disdain of everybody, there's nothing wrong saying Justin Fields didn't have a good game. And the Bears still won. No, he wasn't Pat Mahomes yesterday. So what? He could be. But he wasn't yesterday. Yes, he did have a 28 quarterback rating. Yes, if that happened to Andy Dalton, he would have been benched. Nothing wrong with exposing the double standards. But the objective is development, improvement. He's a rookie. You all expected Pat Mahomes, but he's not there yet. Could be, not there yet. Let him develop into that role. Play call to his strengths. Put in wide receivers who can make a freaking catch. See what he could do. Was a good Bears win. But defense carried, as we all know. And if Andy Dalton is out indeed, if he's out 2 to 3 weeks, put in Fields. If Dalton is okay, I think it's apparent to everybody, even those of you who like Justin Fields, that he's not ready to start just yet. More to come. You're on Sports Talk Chicago. My interview with Mike Norr comes up next, so stay tuned. Thanks for watching today's show here on BPod TV. Great interviews this week with Brandi Mueller, former NFL GM, and Jared Diamond, a baseball writer for the Wall Street Journal. Make sure again that you subscribe to the YouTube page, Sports Talk Chicago and BPod TV. Join us again tomorrow at 10:30 Central, right here on Channel 59.3 and Roku. Talk Chicago. Here with John Zaglul, and we are back and ready for today's special guest. He's a sports radio pioneer, host of The Odds Couple on ESPN 1000, and a contributor to the Barroom Network. Please welcome Mike North to the program. Mike, great to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing great, John. It's good to have you on too, buddy. We're doing a great service to everybody. We're going to actually tell the truth about the Chicago Bears, hopefully, today, and anything else you want to talk about.
So, Mike, what was your reaction to the loss on Sunday?
Predictable. You can't enter a season where you got rid of a playoff quarterback. Now you bring in two new quarterbacks. You still have a quarterback there that has a bust, let's face it, in Nick Foles. You got a defensive coordinator who's never been given a job or been sought after, as far as I know. He's been with them, the Bears, since 2013. So you have a lot of dynamics. I noticed that Mitch is gone. Now everybody's concentrating on what I thought everybody should have been concentrating last year on. You know, Eddie Jackson, the defense, the lack of aggressiveness, the play calling, the situation where substitutions are a mystery. Montgomery rattles off three great runs and you don't see him for 12 carry. I mean, it just, they put some guy in from the Chiefs. You got to make up your mind. They don't even know who the running back is, it seems like. So it's been a debacle. They backed themselves into a corner. And now I'm hearing that if he does start Justin Fields, then it may be after the fourth game. Well, look at their schedule after the fourth game, folks. It's no cakewalk.
Did Dalton's showing vindicate Mitch Trubisky?
Well, he's not taking that much heat. Everybody wants to see Justin Fields, but if Trubisky would have had the game Dalton, then he'd be getting ripped apart. That's the whole point. He'd be getting killed. And you know, you got the same messengers that all of a sudden are going to brag about a 3-yard run by a quarterback who's known for running, who's athletic. Okay, a lot of guys. I've seen a million of those touchdowns from RG3 to Michael Vick to Fran Tarkenton. I'll name them all. So it's just a joke, the bias, the preferential treatment, the coddling. I said today on Twitter, and you go to North to North, that for 7 decades, the mainstream press in Chicago, a lot of the main Bear writers here now, have been owned by the Bears.
How'd you feel about that touchdown? Because Dalton drove all the way downfield. That was a successful drive on Dalton's part, but he gets no credit because Fields just ran it in.
Well, that wasn't the first thing. I think the very first drive. Why are you putting Fields in that early? let your new quarterback drive the team down the field and actually score the touchdown himself. You take away rhythm. You take away any type of continuity by throwing a wrench into the spoke. You know what I mean? And then you bring the guy back. That continuity's gone. I thought to get him in that early was foolish. Let Dalton establish himself. But Nagy doesn't do the right things. He always steps on his you-know-what.
You retweeted one of my tweets. I talked about not having two quarterbacks. When you have two quarterbacks, the team never really goes anywhere. Why can't Nagy commit to one guy?
Well, when you have two quarterbacks, really, you have none. That's the same. You have none. If you can't decide what you want to do. Now, I'm not saying, look, I've seen other players, quarterbacks come out this past weekend, and they put in another quarterback for one or two snaps and stuff like that. I'm not going to say that's the worst thing in the world, okay? It's when you do it, how you do it. You're on national TV. You've got one drive that you've already – one drive, and you got to put him in then. So he doesn't do anything right. And I got to be honest with you. I know that we were a good field goal, or we were good, you know, the double doink away from being better than we were. I think Mitch would still be here. The one thing that's still a mystery to me is why we still can't get to the bottom of what really happened with Nagy and Trubisky. And I know it's after the third game. But we got nobody for Trubisky, and I'm here to tell everybody. I watch football all over the country this week. Trubisky's better than Danny Jones. Now, that's just one guy. I can name you 5 or 6 more. And you may say, hey, you know what, Mike, you don't know what you're talking about. Just look at the numbers. I watched Danny Jones. I watched Lamar Jackson fumble 3 times. You know what they would have done in this town? I know Lamar Jackson's won an MVP. Okay, I know that. He was a phenomenon. But if Trubisky fumbled 3 times in one game,
I can't even imagine.
Right? So let's just knock the BS off. I see quarterbacks all over the league. Okay, that next year, one of these teams will have Mitch Trubisky as their starter. He will not be a backup and a career backup like the meatball fans think.
Who's most to blame for the loss on Sunday, Mike? Nagy or the defense?
Well, the players play, but the scheme was horrible. They don't scare anybody anymore. The bite's been taken out of them. They're vanilla. I think that it stops at the head coach. I mean, I like Dick Geron as much as I liked, and he made the playoffs. I liked him. It's really hard for me to say this. I liked Wannstedt more than I liked Nagy.
Really?
Yes.
Why do you say that?
Because Trubisky's not here. I don't think Wannstedt would have been that stupid.
Wow.
He wouldn't have. I mean, I don't understand how we kept Cutler for 8 years. If Mitch Trubisky was held to a 29-21 record and let go after 50 starts, how is a guy allowed to stay and go 57-57? But I will also say this in deference to Jay Cutler, and people may say this, all of a sudden we got rid of Mitch. I thought that was the big problem. Now everybody's complaining about the other quarterback. Okay? Bear fans can't judge quarterbacking because we got rid of a quarterback that we developed. Just look at Mitch Trubisky's stats. I've talked about this before, but nobody wants to listen to me. Nobody. But that's the truth. We developed the quarterback. It would have been better to have Trubisky play in his fifth year with the Bears and draft Justin Fields anyway. If you can do it for Aaron Rodgers with Jordan Love, if you can draft the quarterback while you have Aaron Rodgers, you can't do the same for Mitch. That would have been the smart way to go instead of bringing a backup. And that's what he was last year. And once again, doing the Foles and Glennon shuffle.
And they would have saved money, too. If they kept Mitch maybe a $2 to $5 million deal, you could have started him, then eased in Fields, and it would have been better. But I think the media, and Matt Nagy specifically, would not have liked that move.
No! He wants to fail. Nagy wants to fail. He had a guy there that got him into the playoffs. 2 or 4 years. He replaced him when he shouldn't have. He can't get out of his own way. He's sabotaging his own deal. Bottom line. And it's going to happen because I'm here to tell everybody, I don't think Justin Fields will ever be as good as Trubisky or Cutler. And I wasn't a Jay Cutler guy. He'll never be Jay Cutler.
Why do you say that, though? What have you seen to justify that statement?
What have you seen to actually tell me I'm wrong?
Nothing. But what have you seen to say it's correct?
No, but the problem is you're with everybody else.
I do not think he's a can't miss. No, I think there are some issues with Justin Fields, mainly reading defenses, which we saw in college a lot, especially with pressure.
See, it's up to you to tell me why he's going to be great. It's not up to me. He's played three plays. You tell me why you think he's going to be all that. Everybody tell me why you think he's going to be a Hall of Famer. Tell me why he dropped, John. Why did he drop? Why didn't he go? Why didn't he get picked before Trevor Lawrence? Why didn't he get picked before we moved up and Mac Jones? Is this another deal like that?
Well, they did claim.
See, I'm here to educate you guys. It's not up to me after I was right about Mitch Trubisky to now explain to you why I might be right about Justin Fields. You guys have stepped, not you, but a lot of people have stepped on their own so-called 3 or 4 times with Glennon, Foles, and everybody else. So why do I have to think that I have to justify myself? I've been right all along. That's the bottom line.
We got to make sure we edit that out for clarity. We're on FCC now, Mike. We're on television now. But that's okay. I'll do that later. Mike
North. I'm sorry about that, buddy.
Mike North here on Sports Talk Chicago. Mike.
I don't know where I'm at. I don't know if I'm on a podcast. I'm on radio. I'm on the Hollywood. I'm on the TV. I'm running over here. I'm over there.
This is now on television. Mike, you're the first guest I got on my new TV show.
I love it. One. Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, 100%.
I love it. Thank you. I appreciate it. I knew all about it. I'm having fun. Why can't you keep that? There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, we'll have to have the judges decide over at the FCC.
I know all about judges. I know that. Okay.
What do you think Justin Fields comes in?
Well, I didn't want him to ever come in. I wanted him to do well. I wanted Dalton to win. And if they win, then, but see, here we go again. I don't care if he comes in. They're not going to win because they don't have a good defense. Their defense is done. I watched Fuller with Denver this week, played great. How do you get rid of that guy? He was one of the – he followed Peanut Tillman, didn't he?
Right.
And he's done a pretty damn good job. Why is he a – I said, what, that guy's available? Batting down passes, they win the game, causing fumbles, making tackles. So it's about the whole organization. You got the same guys making every decision on quarterback from the front office to Nagy and Pace. And what's happened? Nobody wants Andy Dalton, okay, until they may see Justin Field. And what's Nick Foles doing under contract?
He wasn't even dressed. No. He wasn't even dressed on Sunday.
I mean, to me, it's nowhere. It's a nowhere situation. They put themselves in a tough spot. They really did. They backed themselves into the corner with Andy Dalton. They have. Now everybody's going to want Justin Field to come in. What happens if he comes in and he doesn't do well? Now, hopefully he'll do well. I compare him to RG3. That's the closest guy I can compare him to. And if he stays healthy, fine. But if you're going to be running like he did the other day, which was fine, you're not going to last long. You know. Michael Vick, how long did he really last? I mean, I know he had other issues, but how long do some of these guys last?
4 or 5 years at most in a good setting.
Hopefully, I mean, if he could become Michael Vick, I mean, or somebody like that, it would be tremendous. Look, we want the kid to succeed. It's just, who's he going to have around him? I mean, Allen Robinson, those patterns were outrageous. They didn't really put him in a good position, did they?
And that's
they
all play calling. That's all Matt Nagy and his playbook.
That's exactly right. And, you know, Trubisky made Matt Nagy's offense look actually pretty decent. And now I don't care if whatever you're talking about, if it was Foles, if it's going to be Justin Fields, if it's going to be, any quarterback, Dalton, any quarterback that they've brought in has not made his offense look as good as Mitch did. That's the bottom line. And then they couldn't wait to get rid of him. So we'll see what happens. But the Bear team is bad. The coaching is bad. They look the same. Dalton averaged 6 yards a pass, folks. Come on. I thought this was all Mitch's fault. Right? Wasn't it? Yeah. He's in Buffalo going, I may get a chance to play sooner rather than later if Josh Allen gets one of those little problems.
What do you think happens to this team for the rest of the year, Mike?
Man, they could come and beat Cincinnati this week. They're -2.5. To me, -2.5. If they win this game, okay, they're 1-1. They're playing 17 this year. If they lose this game, and, Joe Burrow's looked good last week. Another guy that's already pretty well developed. I mean, injuries are injuries, but he bounced back pretty good. But I expect a better effort. We're not playing the Rams. I think the Bears, I took them under 7.5, but I didn't bet anything on it. If they go over, surprise me.
No, I want to talk about the defense, too. Khalil Mack had no tackles on Sunday. Eddie Jackson had a couple of blown coverages downfield. How do you explain this entire regression? Because it's pretty shocking to me to see them go from 2018 to where they are now.
Well, Vic Fangio was here, it was a different type of mentality, sort of like with Buddy Ryan,
right?
When he was with the Bears. Then he left and Vince Tobin came in. Well, we got Pagano coming in. Now we got this guy who's never been a head OC. You got Pettine, the senior guy. You don't have the bite, John. You don't have the intimidation. I'm not afraid of Khalil Mack if I'm a quarterback. I'm not. I mean, whatever you're doing to stop him, apparently they're watching on film. And apparently, you know, it's hard to believe his best game might have been his first game as a Bear. And it's been downhill ever since, even though he's had some decent numbers. I hear people say he's still one of the best. Last year, I did not see that. And I don't see it this year. Akeem Hicks, you need him for Green Bay. He didn't show up. He didn't play in one Green Bay game. Roquan Smith didn't play in another Green Bay game. You need your best hands on deck. That being said, I watched the Green Bay game. So there's a long way to go. Nobody's got to win. Detroit, like I predicted, didn't give up. They only lost to San Francisco by 8. Thank you for that cover. I thought I was a dead man. So it's a different division. We're 8. Maybe 9 wins is going to win, maybe. So we'll see what happens because the Aaron Rodgers thing doesn't seem too good right now.
How shocking was that, by the way? I was very surprised to see Rodgers struggle that much and have Jameis Winston outplay him.
Well, nobody expects either one, but, they said that if Rodgers had taken, because of turnovers and stuff, which he had, if he had thrown every ball into the ground, he would have had a better quarterback rating than he did. So, but because of the turnovers and stuff. So Jameis Winston did outplay him. I think it's a Green Bay problem. I don't think it's just an Aaron Rodgers problem, but Aaron Rodgers doesn't help things. They have started like this before, so I'll just say wait and see. If they win this week, everything's back to normal.
You think they're still the favorite to win the division, right?
Right now, you got Detroit. Minnesota loses a tough game to Cincinnati. I said Detroit would be a surprise. I'm not going to back off that. I have the Bears winning under 8 games, so it's anybody's. It's really not the division it used to be.
Is that a shock to you? I mean, it's much different than it was before. Usually the North was one of the stronger divisions in football. This year, it's at least right now the weakest. Everyone's 0-1.
Yeah, everybody's 0-1. We'll see what happens. Everybody could be 1-1 next week, or, everybody could be close to that. I mean, there might be a team that's 0-2. I'll wait. I'm not going to go off of 1 week. I don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to continue to have that type of game. I don't think they fully prepared Green Bay. I know that Rodgers Rodgers didn't play. That's been my big argument. A lot of the quarterbacks, this is no kidding, folks. And John says, Mike, I need you. You do your homework. You know what you're talking about. I need you on my news. This is my TV show, YouTube, the whole ball of wax, lights flying, flashing, flash bulbs and everything else. You know, bottom line is, you know, when you talk about quarterbacking in the National Football League, okay, and predicting in the National Football League, it's really tough. Tennessee looked horrible. Green Bay looked horrible. New Orleans looked like a Super Bowl team. There was one constant, Tampa Bay and Kansas City. By the way, Kansas City is 1-10 covering the spread in the last 11 football games. They didn't cover this week. They were sick. Cleveland was 6.5. And so they didn't cover this way. They win because of Patrick Mahomes, period. No quarterback except Brady, apparently, and I'm not going to argue against him, is more important. Maybe there's the argument he's more important than Brady to his team than Patrick Mahomes. They made a lot of mistakes, and who brings them back? He does.
Because their defense is atrocious, and it's gotten worse every year.
And that's why you need a quarterback like Mahomes to get away with that stuff. See, the fear here, like with Fields, is that if he does turn out to be okay by year two, year three, the defense is going to stink. It stinks now. They're all long in the tooth. They're all dinosaurs. We saw this coming in the last year or two. Bottom line.
Could that expose Matt Nagy? I mean, the defense has carried him to all these wins, and no one's really fixated on the offense too much until recently. Could that hurt Nagy's argument as a good coach if the defense can't prop him up?
They have fixated on the offense. It was all Trubisky's fault. Now everybody's going to find out the sad, pathetic truth that and it's the truth.
Right.
I've been doing this for a long time, folks. I know a bum offense when I see it. I know it. And you know, Komet's a good ball player, but who are their star players? Who are their playmakers? Allen Robinson, I said, was going to have trouble this year. New quarterback, double teamed a lot. Mooney, 6-yard patterns. They don't stretch the field. Your strength is your tight ends. Do you play with double tight end sets? Maybe you put Graham on one side or Horsted along with Komet. Montgomery's not a game breaker, but he's a hell of a running back, you know. So now, once again, everybody thinks it's not the quarterback position. It is. So we'll see what happens.
No, I don't get, Mike, and maybe it's just me. It seems like the Bears could never just drive downfield. I mean, the Rams went 80 yards in 2 minutes on Sunday. The Bears, it took so long. It took 16, 17 plays. Why is it the case that it's always different for them? They just can't drive downfield and rip off a big play. It's pretty frustrating.
Well, what they do, John, is they throw short passes, a lot of short passes, a lot of runs, you know, they're very predictable at times. You know, people that want to start Justin Fields, go ahead. Nagy won't have a leg to stand on in a couple weeks, especially if they lose this week. And Dalton doesn't look bad. Good. Look, like I said, he had no touchdowns, one interception. If Trubisky has this game, he is pillaged all this week. Pillaged. Instead, I hear Nagy saying, you know, he did some really good things, you know, there was no smoothing over for Mitch. None. Nobody ever smoothed things over in this town for him. And that's the sad part.
Do you think Nagy makes it to the end of the season?
Here's what I would say. I think he will. It's the hierarchy. They need a whole cleansing. Ted Phillips. All these other people need to go. They've been here forever, John. And what have we had? I mean, it's ridiculous. Somebody suggested Peyton Manning. I'm up for anybody. I'm up for the four guys at Dunkin' Donuts today talking about the Bears taking over. Because you can't fail on your quarterback selections as much as this team has. You just can't. And Justin Fields, we'll see what happens. But he's not going to have a whole lot around him. They don't have a whole lot of star players. Look at Mitch. I don't care if it was preseason or not. Look how good he was with people around him. He was a six touchdown. He had six touchdowns in one game with the Bears. Think about that. So we'll see. Mike this George. Is an Emmy. Do they give Emmys? This is Emmy.
I agree. It should be.
Should be, I'm telling you. The hair don't look too good, Tay. Looks like a bad toupee.
More to come with Mike North. In just a moment, stay tuned. This is Sports Talk Chicago. Mike North here, still here on Sports Talk Chicago. Mike, a few more questions before we finish up. First off, how was your birthday weekend?
Oh, it was great. It's always great. September 10th, you know, of course, you got college football. You got the pro football always on that weekend. You know, we did have 9/11. That makes you realize how lucky you are. I'm very blessed. I ate a steak. I drive a Cadillac. What else are you going to do? I got a house. What? I'm happy. That's it.
Next year's going to be a big one, right? Any plans in mind?
Yeah, getting there. That's my first plan. Let's hope that works, and then we'll take it from there, Johnny boy.
Mike, before we finish up today, last question.
Take your time.
Does Drew Brees have a bad toupee?
Well, somebody said it's hair restoration. Whatever it is, it doesn't look good. It's uncomfortable. It just doesn't look good. He lost a thing under his eye. That's good. Cosmetic surgery, always a good thing. But the hair thing should have gone bald, man. BLM, Bald Lives Matter. I don't wear a toupee. My hair just looks bad.
Mike, thank you so much for joining me. Always a pleasure to have you on, and best wishes moving forward. Can't wait to do this again soon.
All right, pal. Anytime. Sorry about the editing problem.
Great talk there with Mike North, and that'll do it for us today here on Sports Talk Chicago. Big thank you to Mike North himself, Matt Dubiel, WCKG, Jim DeTalb, and to Marlboro Entertainment for making this show a success. Remember, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Jonesy Sports and on Facebook at John Zagluo. And if you want to listen to this show at any time in podcast form, search up Sports Talk Chicago on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, and SportsTalkChicago.com. Another great show comes your way tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening. Till then, stay safe, and so long, everyone.
No! No! Where are the turtles?